If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello. Hello, my rose of roll. Sorry. Hello, my roller coaster riders, for the last time in 2023. That is right, you have tuned into Roller Coasting, and I am your host, Megano, for the last time of 2023.
Sorry, can I speak?
The last time of 2023. You might be able to tell by my tone, I'm in a bit of a stinker of a mood today, and I'm actually giving myself the ick for being in a bad mood. Like, what would I be in a bad mood about? But I'm doing my period and, you know, you can't mess with hormones, you know, you can't beat hormones. Only so much positivity can chase away the period blues. But yeah, I've been in a bit of an annoying mood today, but I'm definitely trying to channel some peace and serenity and good vibes. I also made myself a cup of coffee. I'm going to have a drink of that now. That'll do it. I'm going to bring the good vibes. I'm going to bring the good vibes for my roller coaster riders. So, leave your shit at the door, Megan, and hello. Welcome to roller coasting.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not going to wake up.
Everyone had a lovely jubbly Christmas. I hope you spent it with some loved ones, made some nice memories, maybe got a nice big gift. I hope everyone had a splendid time over Christmas. Christmas is bloody hectic, guys. I've not even really done much and I am shattered. I am absolutely done in. Went out on Christmas Eve, which was so much fun. I actually ended up, whilst I was there, like a few hours into it, people were like, when are we meeting? Like, this is me with my like wider group of friends. And everyone was like, when are we meeting Pav? And I was like, do you know what? Text Pav. get yourself to the pub. And got to give it to him. That's probably quite, for me, I personally would be quite intimidated in that setting. Like, going to the pub with, like, a big group of my friends. There's, like, 20, 30 of us there. Having to meet everyone, you know, in the hometown. I mean, I'm not from Barrhead, but, you know, it's the pub in Barrhead, everyone's hometown. That must be quite terrifying. But he came and he was an angel and everyone loved him. And it was actually very nice to see, like, two worlds collide like that. It was crazy. But Christmas Eve was so much fun. I went home and stayed at my mum and dad's and had a really nice, chilled Christmas day. Like, literally done nothing except eat and watch movies. But it was so nice just to be back at home with my family, spend some quality time with everyone. I actually had full intentions of going out last night, well, yesterday for Boxing Day. And honestly, I just woke up yesterday morning and I thought, no. She chose no. I was just so tired and I thought, I actually don't even want a drink today. Like, I would actually be forcing myself to go and drink alcohol today, and you should never force yourself to drink alcohol. So I decided against it, and I'm actually glad because I've got so much shit done today that I wouldn't have got done today if I was hungover. I actually went to spin. I mean, going to the gym in the festive period, I used to turn my nose up at those people, guys. I thought, like, come on, take a week off, at least take 2 weeks off. It is the Christmas period. But something in me was just absolutely itching to go to the spin this morning. So I went and I've pretty much packed for New York. Literally going 2 days, like not tomorrow, but the next day. What up, friends? So I have packed and all that. I'm now recording my podcast. Would I have done that if I was hungover? Probably not, guys. So, you know, I think it was a sign that I actually wasn't to go to the pub last night. So I didn't go. I have decided that I'm going to stay sober until New York. Sorry, I do actually feel like a wanker, probably because I've said it about 1,000 times. And I'm like, by the way, I'm going to New York for New Year. Yeah. So I'm showing off a bit. But guys, I'm just really excited. I really, really am. Like, going to New York, this is really, really, really mega for me. Never been in my life. And do you know what? It was low-key kind of spontaneous. So, like, I would normally expect if I was going to New York, it would have been booked like a year in advance and I'd be like really, really looking forward to it for a full year. But this has came around quite fast and out the blue. So I'm like really taken aback by the fact I'm going to New York. I genuinely cannot believe it. I've got all my TikTok sounds saved.
Good morning, New Yorkers. It's a beautiful day out there. Highs of winds.
I can't remember what she says, but and it's like,
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
What else is there? New York, concrete jungle, what dreams are made of. I've got loads saved and I'm freaking buzzing about it. Sorry. I will stop glowing. I'm going to stop glowing, but I'm going to New York for New Year and I can't wait. So next up on the calendar is, of course, New Year's Eve. Christmas is over and we're now on to the end of the year. I genuinely cannot believe we're at the end of December. This has been the quickest year of my life. I think I've said that every year for the past year, but I have heard the older you get, the quicker it goes. I'm not sure what the science is in that, if there is any science or if it just is how you feel. But holy moly, this year has been terrifying. This year has been like way too fast. I'm really freaked out by it. So this year is drawn to a close. 2023. No more. What is it?
And with that, the 2023 season draws to a close.
Can't wait to make some of those emotional TikToks. I love making them. I love an emotional TikTok. Honestly, I don't care who looks at me and thinks she's so soppy, she needs to stop that. I will rinse emotional TikToks forever. Do you know how happy they make me? It's like watching your life in a movie. It's so cute. But anyway, as 2023 is drawing to a close, my favourite thing to do at this time of year, in the lead up to a new year, is really reflect on the year I've just had. Life is so fast paced, I'm sure we can all agree on that. It's freaking hectic out there, guys. So I don't often take time to really soak in special moments. Like, there's so many things that have happened. Like, for example, moving out. I don't even remember that day, really. Like, it was so fast and such a whirlwind that, like, I don't even really remember moving out. I just remember I live here now. It's so crazy. And not even just, like, soaking in the special moments. I never really take time to reflect on how far I've come with certain things. And I don't even mean that just in like a work sense, because I know, but that's probably what it sounds like. But I just feel like I'm someone who lives day to day. Like, I wake up in the morning and I just think about that day and that is it, and I go to sleep again. And that's fine. That works quite well for me. But I think it's really important and really valuable to really reflect. Like, think of your past week, past month, past year. Oh, speaking of that, actually, I seen this journal on TikTok shop. I keep getting sponsored ads for it all the time, and I must order it. I'll let you know how I got on with it, but I'm going to order that and try and stick to it. I've never journaled before, but first time for everything. So anyway, this episode, I'm going to take a wee walk down memory lane and really reflect on the year. But I understand that that could potentially sound, because I've had a good year, guys. It might sound a bit pretentious and boastful. So I'm also going to do other things that I like to do at this time of the year, which is kind of set some goals, jot down my hopes for the year ahead, and things I'll be doing differently this upcoming year than I maybe have done previous years. So without further ado, let's get into the last episode of 2023. Guys, this coffee I made is delicious. Getting an espresso machine for my flat is the best thing I've ever done. I use that every single day. The value for money in that, I actually bought the other day in town. I always just buy like two boxes of the pods. You get like 10 pods in a box. And then I run out and I'm in my kitchen raging. I froth my milk and then I realise I'm out of pods. I'm like, oh, why did I not just buy more? So that other day I thought, fuck it, I'm going to buy 100. And do you know how much it was? £50. £50 obviously is a lot for a beverage, but I mean, when you break that down, 100 pods, that's 100 coffees. I'll not be back to Nespresso for months. So do with that what you will. Anyway, I can hand on heart say in a very, 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 very privileged, fortunate, grateful way, I can truly say that 2023, now this is an absolute statement to make, but I'm going to say it with my chest, 2023 has been the best year of my life. Whoa. In more ways than one, and I will get into that in a second, but I know that this is the case because when I tried to think of like my maybe like lower, sadder times of the year, it's a lot harder to think of those than it is to think of all the really amazing ones I've had. And oh my God, I actually can't stress enough that that is such a crazy position to be in. And honestly, if me this time last year heard me say that, I'd be quite shocked and I wouldn't have expected that. What can I say? It has just been a really magic year. And having said that, as I said, if this was me this time last year, like, I wouldn't have been able to relate to that whatsoever. So I genuinely feel for everyone, and my heart goes out to everyone who can't relate to that. And I hope that doesn't sound like I'm like, oh, my life is so amazing, blah, 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 blah. But if anything, it is living proof that things always get better. So guess what, gals? 2024 might be your freaking year. You know what? It won't might be. It will be your year. This year has definitely been one big pinch me moment, to be totally honest with you, from brand trips, to filming a TV show, to moving out into my flat, to being in love. It's just been, pardon the pun,
a roller coaster.
Guys, I always use the pun when I can. Like, genuinely, the things that have happened this year are things that my wildest dreams could never ever have created. And I'm honestly not, I feel like this sounds like I'm like trying to create a sympathy sad story, but like genuinely the things that have happened this year, I never ever seen reachable for me. I didn't think I was capable of these things. I didn't think I would have these things. Like, look, I'm just as shocked as the next person. Work-wise, I think two things stick out to me. Number one being Barbados. Like, what the fudge sticks? And this is what I mean by life is like so fast paced and so crazy. Like, at the time when I went to Barbados, I was like, what the hell? I wasn't like,
yeah, I'm just off to Barbados.
I was like, absolutely what the hell? But like, I feel like I've been so busy since that I've not really fought back to that. Like, hold on, wait a minute. Remember I went to Barbados? Like, now when I say that out loud, like, a brand literally flew me to the other side of the world to shoot, like, a social campaign. Like, that is, oh my God, like, literally what the France, like, that actually does sound made up. Because the thing is as well, like, I don't mean this to, like, put myself down, because look, I'm doing pretty well, I must say, it looks like. But, like, I would expect that of someone who maybe has, like, maybe, like, 400,000 followers, or, like, 500,000 followers or something. Like, I haven't, like, boomed up. Like, my following and stuff has stayed, like, really the same for a long time now, probably like 2 years. I've not really grown or whatever. So, like, it just confuses me how they even came across me, to be honest. And it is the highest form of flattery, getting sent on a trip like that, getting sent on any trip. Like, literally, I'm always shocked by my work. Like, always, 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 whenever, like, the girls message in, like, oh, we've got this route, I'm like, oh, like, I'm always taken aback by it. And I hope that never ever changes. Like, I want it to remain like that forever, because that's what keeps, like, the magic in it and the joy in it. But wow, the Barbados one, that was absolutely crazy. The other thing that sticks out to me with work, I mean, there's loads of moments which I'm extremely grateful for, but the other thing would be a game for Nuggets. Like, bringing out something that is so me, like, it's so niche, but so me. Like, that is just so crazy. Like, and if you're not aware what Game for Nuggets is, it is my own drinking card game. Yes. I teamed up with an amazing brand called Brutal, and together we created a Game for Nuggets, which is 50 cards in it, like, all different, like, categories. And it's designed for you to play, like, on a night out with your friends, or a night in with your friends, at pre-drinks, on holiday, at a lodge, those kind of vibes. With a drink in hand, you'll probably have a lot of silly fun with it. And that, like, finding out that Brutal wanted to do that with me was like, oh my gosh, like, the nicest, most overwhelming, most surreal moment ever. But weirdly, I didn't think it could, like, feel any better than that. But what felt even better than that is seeing people play it. Like, even just Christmas has just been, people getting it for their Christmas, like, people tagging me in their stories, people messaging me saying, oh, I got this for Christmas. Like, that is so, so, so surreal. Something I'll never, ever forget. Like, honestly, when I have kids and they're of age, I'm going to be like, surprise, here's a gift from me to you. It is a drinking game that your mum made. That's actually quite funny. My kids will experience that, isn't it? Gosh, my kids are going to experience a lot of weird things of me. Whoops. But then another huge, huge highlight, and just something I never ever seen coming for me. I feel a bit like a bit strange, like, telling things like this, because I'd never want it to, like, be, like, so unrelatable, and, like, people listening to this, like, oh, wow, get it, big deal. But the reason I do tell these stories, and, like, I do bang on about it so much, is because this just isn't how I see my life planning out. Like, I literally remember too vividly, honestly wish I could forget, to be honest, but I remember life so well when I used to wake up 7 in the morning, drive to my local train station, get on the train, get to town, walk to work, sit down at my computer, put my headset on, log on for the day, and just take calls in BT. And not just take calls, I'm not disregarding that is a great job and people were so successful at it and amazing, well done to them. It just couldn't be me. I literally was not made for that. It was so emotionally challenging and draining. Honestly, hats off. Like, people who work in a call center don't get the credit they deserve, because it is,
it's fucking rough out there, guys.
The call center floor is harrowing. Like, the vibes are terrible. The vibes are really, really off. There is no morale. It is a dreary place to be. Well, my experience was, and I didn't actually see anyone looking particularly happy about it, but some people do enjoy it, and I'm not taking away from that whatsoever. But I remember when I worked there, I'd put on my headset every day and I'd sit down, and it was like Groundhog Day. Like, every day was the same. There was never a nice day at work. It was just phone call abuse, hang up. Phone call abuse, hang up. It was the same all day long. And I remember I used to just say to myself all the time, this is it. This is what my life looks like for like what, the next 60, 70 years by the time we retire, the time us lot get to that age. We're going to be old. We're going to be old fogies, that's for sure. And I genuinely believed it. And it's sad that I believed that, because you should never believe that. Like, you should always have big dreams and aspire to do more if you want to. But at the time, that is the mindset I was stuck in. So to go from that to this, it's so crazy. And I do only tell people about it and like shout about it, because I'm like, if this like resonates with one person who feels really stuck in like a mundane job they don't enjoy, like, do not lose sight of what you want to do, and do not think that you can't do anything more than that, because you absolutely freaking can. Another huge thing that has happened this year, arguably the biggest thing of my life, is of course moving out. I'm now sat in my flat, which I have lived in, oh my God, for like 6 months. And you know I know this because I paid my council tax like 6 months in advance. So I didn't have to pay it monthly, because that coming off monthly along with all the other bills is just so sad. So I was like, no, I'll just pay this. But I know it's due to be paid again. Uh-oh, spaghetti-o. But I'm now sat in my own little home, which I have been in for 6 months. So moving out, like, honestly, it was such a whirlwind. It was such a fast, like, crazy process that, like, I honestly still don't think it's hit me that I don't live at home anymore. Like, my mum and dad are always like, oh, do you feel weird, like, living yourself? Or people will say that to me, like, is it weird going from being with your family to living alone? And I'm like, I don't actually think I've registered yet that I live alone. I genuinely don't, because I've yet to feel lonely. I'm not saying I don't miss my mum and dad. Of course I do, but like, I don't feel like I'm far from them. I don't feel like I'm away from them. I still see them all the time. I don't know if I'm either just a heartless bitch or I just haven't registered it yet in my brain. But yeah, moving out. That was another thing I really didn't see coming for myself. I did not ever expect to live alone. Like, ever, ever, ever. Ever since I was a wee girl, I always had in my head that I'd be moving out with a boyfriend, then we'd get engaged, then we'd get married, then we'd have a kid. And I always didn't want to live in a flat. I don't know why. I was so against living in a flat for some reason. But, well, how the tables have turned. I now live in a flat by myself and I fucking love it. Moving out, and obviously it's so like circumstantial, and you can't just decide to get up and move out one day. Like, I totally appreciate and respect that. But I just was in a lucky position where work was going well and I got together the funds to move out. And it was something I was really like back and forth on, because my living situation, again, so lucky. My living situation at home was a pretty sweet, pretty ideal, like, got on really well with my family. I had one, a bedroom, and two, like, a little space downstairs where I could, like, shoot content and stuff. Like, it was really, really accommodating to me in my life. And my mum and dad are just obviously amazing, and they let my friends stay around, let my boyfriend stay around. Like, there really wasn't a huge reason for me to move out, other than the fact that my mum hated my fucking mess. I had far too many parcels come for the household to keep up with. And I just was starting to want my own space, to be honest. So I was like, oh, do I do it? Do I not? Like, really quite living the life. Like,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life of Riley at home, not paying bills and not having to do my own cooking and cleaning. But I did eventually decide to take the leap for it. And another reason that factors into it is with my job, I obviously I create content in the house a lot. So it's really, really useful for me now to have like several different rooms in a flat. Like I now have a living room, I have a hall, I have my bathroom, I have my two bedrooms that look like how I want them to look. So it's just more like content space. But I mean, that's, you know, it's like to some people, that's a stupid excuse. But it was a real driving force in the move for me. But anyway, decided to take the leap. Literally my life savings were gone. Like that, like honestly, like overnight. Like by the time you paid a deposit to get them a flat and then like paid for all my furniture and things getting done up and that, my, it is very, very, very scary seeing like everything you've ever saved for. I actually was saving since I was 20 to move out. When I turned 20, I said to myself,
let's start saving, babes.
Like, let's, I will give it to myself. I am quite good with money. I've always been like, think of a rainy day. You need to have money in the bank for rainy days. So I started saving when I was 20. So literally 5 years of saving is boop, gone up in there just like that. But I do obviously in return for it have a lovely flat that I live in and love so much. I actually apparently moved out at a really bad time. Like my interest rate on my mortgage is so bad. Really, really bad. That's something to factor into consideration. It's like, see if you're not in a huge rush, like make sure you've got like a good interest rate on your mortgage. Anyway, that's my one piece of advice. But I live here now and I literally love it so much. It has definitely made me mature really, like really fast. Like when I think to me at the start of the year versus me at the end of the year, I'm obviously independent now because I live alone. Like who would be here to help me? There is no one here, apart from my plant, Fiona. She is the only other living item. Well, I suppose my Christmas tree as well, but that's going down tomorrow. How sad. It needs to go before New York. But it's made me really independent. It's also made me like really, really appreciate everything my mum and dad done for me when I lived there. Like now that I know the work you need to put in to maintain a home and have it look nice and presentable and feel nice and be clean, it's no joke. So really appreciate everything they've done for me over the years. Really appreciate them like paying all those bills to keep me and Paul safe and happy and fed and warm. You know, it just really puts everything into perspective, I think. And just having my own space has just been brilliant. So absolutely love that for me.
Oh, I've kind of given myself the ick there. I feel like I just gloated about moving out.
But what I'm saying is moving out is something to definitely look forward to in the either near future, far future. It's very scary. Like it was something I was really scared to do, but it's really changed my life and I absolutely love it. And I honestly wouldn't change it. I would have a lot more disposable income if I still lived at home. But to me, it's definitely worth living here because I love it so much. And then the other thing this year is being in love. So me and Pav started going out in February of this year. So in literally 2 months, we'll be going out a year. But our relationship is, I thought it's starting to become not that new, but it is in the grand scheme of things, new. We've been going out for 10 months and this is a year, you know, we've really like fallen in love and gotten into the nitty gritty of a relationship. And obviously done an episode 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, being in love. So I won't bore you with all the same stuff again. But as I said, every love is different and every love will bring you something new. And, you know, you will feel potentially different feelings with a new person. Like, I'm not trying to describe this basically, mine and Pav's relationship is a relationship like one I have never previously been in for many different factors, some positive factors, some negative factors, but he is a new person, so therefore this love is different to one I've ever been in before. And honestly, I would say the way that me and Pav are in love, or how I feel anyway, I won't speak for him, he's not here, he can answer that question on his own if he wants. But for me, and how this relationship makes me feel is like, honestly, the kind of love that I used to see in movies or on TV and think, that must be crazy. Like, that feeling must be like, first I thought it was fake. I thought people aren't that in love, I don't think. Or two, if that is real, like, that would be very, very hard to come by, and that must feel like absolutely incredible. And I do believe it is hard to come by, and I also do believe it feels absolutely incredible. But this is the kind of relationship that I have always dreamed of, and I didn't know if I would ever have it. Like, do you ever know? Like, it's hard to explain. I don't know if I'm gonna do a good job explaining this, but what I do know is that I absolutely love what our relationship and this year has done for me as a person. Like, I, for obviously loads of different factors in my life, but in a love life sense this year, I am my most content. I'm my most at peace. I'm so fulfilled. I'm so appreciative. I'm so grateful. I'm so giddy. Like, just, oh, everything that is great about love is like what I'm feeling right now. And of course, our relationship isn't perfect. Nobody's is perfect. Of course, there's things about our relationship that aren't so warm and fuzzy and amazing. But those are factors that we can't particularly control. And there's always going to be something. Like, we're not in a fairy tale. As much as this does feel like really close to a fairy tale, it's obviously not. But how I feel like about myself as a result of probably Pav, I mean, who knows for sure, but I would definitely take a stab in the dark and say this is why. Like, I feel my most confident right now. I'm not really insecure about anything. I feel really appreciated. I feel really secure. I feel really loved. And like that, like, it's so hard to explain, but like, I've never really felt as good and as sure about myself as I do right now. And I do believe that is because Pav makes me feel like that. Like, how could I feel insecure or shit about myself when every single day of my life Pav's telling me, you look amazing, you are just phenomenal, you are this, you are that. Like, he's just filling me with the nicest things anyone could ever say about me, and in turn it makes me a happier person. I'm not like insecure in any way. I'm not moody. I'm not really getting in negative in this relationship, which is unbelievable to be able to say. I actually do think, say I hadn't met Pav in a sad parallel universe and I was single, I actually do think I would almost kind of feel the same. I feel like I've definitely found this year like more of a love for myself. As I said, it could be because of Pav, but I feel like when I was in my single era, wasn't for a huge amount of time, but when I was in that, I was starting to be like, do you know what? I can do this. I'm going to be nicer to myself. I'm going to like just live this independent lifestyle. So I do think if I was single, I would probably feel somewhat similar, but obviously being in love and a happy, healthy relationship has amazing positives, as it should. I always say a relationship should add to your life and add to your happiness. It shouldn't be like the cause of your happiness, or it also shouldn't like take away from your happiness. In an ideal world. Actually, in any world, we all deserve that. So I would definitely say those have been the highlights of my year. Honestly, there definitely has been some shit moments for shizzles. I won't bother like going into like the sad things because we're on a happy note here. But there is definitely stuff. Like, I don't want it to be like my life is rainbows and sunshines. But this year it has felt really close to that, to be honest. But there definitely has been some really hard moments and some anxious times. I'm a very anxious person. Like, if someone gives me a reason to be anxious, I'm anxious about it. Like, I'm not anxious day to day, which is amazing. Like, I'm really glad I'm not, because that is just, anxiety is a horrible thing. And to suffer from that every day would be very, very challenging. But if, like, there's something going wrong in my life, or there's, like, something there, you know, something I'd be a bit out of shape. Like, what's the word? I don't know. If there's drama in my life, oh, I am ill. I'm literally ill. I can't cope with the drama. There has been a couple of moments over the past year, and a couple of things that go into the forward year that I can't really change, that do still make me feel a bit sad and anxious. But overall, I've had a very, very fantastic year, and I'm very, very grateful for it. And those are some of my highlights, and I think the reasons for why I'm feeling so happy at this moment in time. So enough of
my gloating, it would seem.
Here is some things that I'm hoping will happen in 2024, things I'm hoping to do, all that jazz. So this year, this is a boring one to start with and so typical, but I feel like the later half of the year, the past couple of months, I have really found my jam with taking care of myself. Like, I really prioritise my sleep, which probably sounds silly, but it's something I never used to do. I really prioritise my sleep. I prioritise, like, eating good foods, not healthy foods, low calorie foods, blah, blah, blah. Good foods, like eating a good big meal, eating veg, eating fruit, like drinking water. These are things that I didn't really used to think about, whereas now I definitely do. Being active, not just exercising, but like literally walking places, not lying about, like just getting up and seizing the day. And finally, exercise. I definitely have found my jam with exercise. Like, spin and Pilates is where it's at for me. I love it. Like, it's the only exercise that actually excites me and I enjoy doing, and I don't think I would rather be anywhere in the fucking world except here when I'm doing it. I actually love it. Shout out to Revolution Spin. I don't work with them, not gifted, nothing. I actually spend a pretty penny there because I literally love it so much. But like that has really changed things for me. Like, I love going to Revolution. Like, I feel like it benefits my mental health so much, my physical health. There's honestly nothing not to love. And I do feel like right now I am heading towards being in the best shape of my life. There, I fucking said it. I'm not going to be a Victoria's Secret model anytime soon, but I don't want to be. Yep, that's right. I don't want to be. I mean, who wouldn't want to be? But I don't actually want to be. But I just feel amazing with that, and I definitely want to keep that going. Like, at the start of the year, I still went to the gym. And I've always been someone who does go to the gym, like, somewhat regularly until I broke my foot. But I wasn't, like, loving it. I hadn't really found, like, what I really, really, really enjoyed doing. And I have now. So moving forward, Revolution, I won't be away. I absolutely love it so much. Would definitely recommend spin classes, Reform Pilates. Reform Pilates can be very expensive to do, but Revolution is actually not that bad at all for Reform Pilates compared to some of the prices I've seen. But absolutely love it. We'll definitely be taking that forward. Another thing I'll be doing more of in 2024 is saying no. And what that means is, like, saying no to plans I don't want to go on. Like, I this year have, like, really not been going out as much as I ever used to, and like, I'm not doing it for any particular reason other than I'm just not really as up for it right now. Like, I don't know if I'm just starting to get a bit older. Like, everyone ages at different rates and matures at different rates, and do you know what I mean? Like, I maybe have just hit the age where I can't really be arsed going out every weekend. Like, a good weekend to me is also like getting out and like going for brunch, going a walk, going shopping. Like, I don't necessarily just want to go out and like lie in my bed hungover. I do want to do that sometimes, but not every time. And I used to like really hate saying no to plans and would also get really bad FOMO, Whereas recently I've started being like, see, if I don't want to go to something, I'm not going to go. And I won't feel bad about saying no unless I'm like literally never seen my friends or like pure cancelling last minute and stuff. Like, no, we're not encouraging that behaviour. But like going out just for the sake of going out is something I've really been consciously not doing anymore. Because what is the point? You know, I want to be doing things that I actually want to do. So more of saying no. I definitely hate saying no. And I feel like a pure party pooper sometimes, but it's got to be done. You need to do what you want to do. This is probably my biggest one, to be fair. I really, 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 really want to just take like a huge step back from like any drama and like gossiping and just like bad vibes, right? And like, this isn't because anything wildly dramatic has happened in my life or I'm having feuds every other day. Like, I actually don't, right? Like, I really, really don't. But it is a natural part of life with everyone, with every gender, age. Like, literally everybody does gossip and there's always a wee bit of, like, drama llama, like, somewhere in the distance. Like, that is, like, really, really normal part of life. And I wouldn't say I partake in that any more than the next person does. But honestly, I just think, what is the need sometimes? Like, even myself, like, say, like, you do get a bit stuck in a bit of a gossiping session. Afterwards, I'm like, why did I do that? I don't feel any better for it. I actually now just feel like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have listened to that or been involved in that. Like, it never makes you feel good. It doesn't. And I really want to just like take a step back from like any dramatics or bitchiness or gossiping. I just want to like stay in my own lane. There's a difference between ranting and gossiping. Do you know what? I actually think I might do a full episode on like gossiping and ranting and all this, because it is a very interesting topic and one I'm sure we can all relate to. But I just want to live like a really peaceful, honest, drama-free life. I honestly would say I do for the most part, but like more of that. Honestly, see, just like stepping away from drama, that's brilliant. And finally, I really just want to be the best version of me. Like, I feel like this year has been the biggest blessing and fantastic year ever. And I kind of feel like going into 2024, I've kind of got all my wee ducks lined up in a row. Like, I've got my own place now. I'm in a relationship. I have amazing friends. I have a stable job that I've been doing like quite long now that, you know, I'm quite into the rhythm of things. Like, I have been very, very lucky this year and I kind of think everything's been lined up for me. And next year, I just want to focus on being the best version of myself, like being a good person to everyone around me, like continuing to work hard. Just really striving to be a nice person. Also, I mean, probably everyone says this, but I do really want to like do more like volunteering and like charitable work and just like just really try and be a good person. Like that is the goal for 2024. Like, my goal isn't to move out. It's not to do the other things that maybe my goals were for this year. Like, I feel like I've been really, really blessed and really fortunate to be in the position that I am now, that I think it's seriously time to give back. So I think that is the goal for next year. Just being the best version of myself, being really good to everyone around me. And just really trying my best to do good, I suppose. I'm very excited for the year ahead. It's actually starting off in a really freaking exciting way. I actually wasn't meaning me going to New York, but that doesn't get much more exciting than that, does it? Like, literally starting the year in New York, nae bother, Megan. That is spectacular. But I was actually referring to the agency Unfiltered, whoop whoop, that is Aquarius, my management's TV show, that is going to be out on iPlayer on the 8th of January. So like literally a week after New Year. On the 7th, I have the premiere of it. Oh, nervy times. It's so terrifying, but so exciting at the same time. I get home from New York on the 5th and then the premiere is on the 7th. So let's hope I'm not jet lagged. But we've got that. So that'll be out start of January. That's obviously so exciting. Like, being on a TV show, it's just pretty crazy. So excited to see that. Nervous, but excited. Then I've got Rollercoaster Live. Don't forget. Tickets go on sale on the 4th. It's pre-sale on the 5th of January. It's general sale. So I've literally got that on the 9th of February. Like, what? Like, the year is like, whoa, we're starting right away, right into it, right away. So I'm so excited for the upcoming year. And honestly, who knows what will happen next year? I think there's something so refreshing about the new year. It feels like a new chapter, a new start. And you just don't know what lies ahead. And that is the real magic of it. So it definitely goes without saying that you guys are literally, like, none of it, everything I have just listed, apart from Pav. But then again, would he have came across my profile if I didn't do this job? That we will never know. But I think it goes without saying that you guys honestly are partly responsible for the amazing year I've had. Like, undoubtedly, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be seeing all these amazing highlights of my year. So I just want to say the biggest thank you ever for just always supporting me in whatever way you do. Like, you just turning on my podcast is supporting me. You double tapping my picture on Instagram is supporting me. You watching my YouTube video, watching me on TikTok, whatever it is you do, like, you just putting a little part into it is the reason that I'm a happy being today. So the biggest thanks ever to all my roller coaster riders. I hope you have had a nice 2023. If you haven't, 2024 is right around the corner, and I've got a feeling it's going to be your year. So I wish you all the happiest new year when it comes. This is the last you'll speak to me in 2023. I probably won't have an episode the first week in January just because I'm going to be away, and then we've got the premiere and all that. But I will be back after that. 1 week break and then I'll be back. So thank you so much, Rollercoaster Riders. I look forward to speaking to you in the new year. I love you all so, so much. So, 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 so much. Happy New Year!
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.